Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are going to study the subject of the anointing. The word anointing has been used much in recent times in the church, and it's a reference to the power of the Holy Spirit on a person's life. In 1 John 2:20, we find these words, "You have an anointing from the Holy One." In 2 Corinthians 12:1, it says, "He that anointed us is God." And in 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22, we find, "He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come." The word anointing and anointed, as translated from the Greek words, mean very simply to be smeared over with oil. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word that's translated to our English word anoint meant to rub with oil. And in both the Old and New Testaments, the oil was representative of the Holy Spirit of God. What is that anointing that we're referring to today? I like to define the anointing as supernatural strength and power from God on a believer's life. Some have said it well when they said it is God's super on your natural. It's the Spirit of God coming mightily upon a person and giving them supernatural enablements or empowerments to do God's will, whatever that may be. Whatever calling you have upon your life as a believer in Jesus Christ, God has a supernatural anointing, empowerment, enablement to assist you, to propel you, to help you to do exactly what God would have you do, but not in your own strength, but in the strength and power of the Holy Spirit. We see throughout Scripture examples of the Holy Spirit coming mightily upon a life and the change that was wrought when that occurred. The anointing is still here. It is still for today. The anointing hasn't passed away, yet, as the Scripture tells us, God's a rewarder of the diligent seeker. We have to be people that want to go after everything God has for us. And the Word of God is clear that there is an anointing, a supernatural enablement and power and strength available to believers today. As 1 John 2:20 said, "You have an anointing from the Holy One." What does the anointing look on a life? We can observe several instances in the Old Testament where the anointing came upon a person's life and changed them significantly, enabling them to do things they could have never done before. One outstanding example that we find is in the book of 1 Samuel. In chapter 11, verses 1 to 13, we find the fascinating story of King Saul. And though Saul ended poorly, so to speak, in the eyes of God, he started out well because of an anointing that came on his life from God. We know that Saul ran into the prophet Samuel when he was out looking for some lost donkeys that belonged to his father. The Lord had revealed to the prophet Samuel that the following day he would see the person that God had chosen to be the first king over Israel. When this occurred, Saul met up with Samuel and was going to ask him about the donkeys that were lost. But instead, Samuel ended up prophesying over him and anointing him with oil, telling him he was going to be the first king of Israel. In 1 Samuel 10, verse 1, it says, "Then Samuel took the flask of oil, poured it on his head, kissed him and said, 'Has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance?' this shocked Saul, and he was not expecting these words to be spoken to him. He didn't think very highly of himself. He was from the smallest clan of the smallest tribe of Israel and didn't consider himself to be king material. And when the day actually came that he was going to be presented to Israel as the king, Saul was hiding in the baggage, more willing to avoid the whole matter than to embrace his kingship. But an interesting thing happens in chapter 11 of 1 Samuel. It says in verse 6, "The Spirit of God came upon Saul mightily when he heard these words, and he became very angry." What had happened was one particular city in Israel was being threatened by an enemy. And when the words came to Saul that they were about to be destroyed by this enemy army, the Spirit of God came on Saul, and suddenly the chicken-hearted guy who was hanging out trying to hide himself within the sleeping bags suddenly became this righteously indignant leader who was ready to lead the Israelites into battle to save his fellow Israelite city. And in fact, he did that. He led Israel out, and they destroyed the opposing enemy king. And it all came about because the anointing that came on his life, when the Spirit of God came mightily upon him, he was suddenly transformed into a supernaturally anointed leader, when in the natural, he had no leadership qualities or even desires. The anointing of God will give a person ability beyond themselves. In the case of Saul, supernatural leadership ability was given to him. We see supernatural ability given to a young shepherd boy, David. In 1 Samuel 16:13, we find Samuel the prophet anointing him to be the king. And in verse 13, we find these words, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil, anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward." From the time of his anointing, the Spirit of God mightily came on David. And we know, though he didn't become king right away, he ended up slaying a lion and a bear, was very anointed in the area of being a minstrel unto the Lord, writing psalms. He ended up being King Saul's personal musician. So anointed was his playing that it was able to drive away an evil spirit that was tormenting King Saul. So we see this anointing on David that was a result of the Spirit of the Lord coming mightily upon him. And this we see throughout Scripture. The manifestation of the anointing is supernatural Holy Spirit imparted strength and power and enablement to do things in this power of the Spirit that you have been called to do by God. Whether it's supernatural leadership or supernatural ability of another kind or practical service, we see in Exodus chapter 31 that God gave supernatural wisdom to a man who was called to do some practical service in the temple. In Exodus chapter 31, it says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make artistic designs for work in gold and silver and in bronze.'" And it goes on to say that he was responsible for making all of the furniture for the tabernacle. A very important job, but it was practical service. There is an anointing for practical service that comes from God. Dr. Ezra Duvall, who was a medical missionary, a doctor, the head of a hospital in India, was once asked this question: "Is there such a thing as the anointing of the Spirit in surgery?" His instant reply was, "You bet there is, and I know when I have it, and I know when I don't have it." There is a supernatural anointing of the Spirit of God to do practical service. It's not just for spiritual things, but it's spiritual in the sense that it comes from the Holy Spirit. Whatever God's called you to do, whether it's to teach or to preach, whether it's to minister in the medical field or whether it's to minister to children, God has an anointing for you. Be one that will be willing to pay the price to pursue the anointing of God so you can walk in a supernatural enablement to do the will of God and not have to rely on your own flesh. God wants to answer your prayer for anointing in your life. Pursue Him, seek Him, be a diligent seeker, and He will answer you. The anointing of God is for you, and it's for today, and it's for whatever God has called you to do. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.